Blog Talk Radio.
And I am Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire. And tonight we're going to be doing a night of inspiration. So bear with me because I am doing multiple social media. So I'm actually doing Facebook Live. We're doing Blog Talk Radio. And we're doing for those who may want to come in with us in a little bit. And I'm trying to bring us in on both pages, our business pages, as well as, right now we're just on the business page, and then on the personal page as well. So bear with us. But thank y'all so much for joining us. Thanks so much for your patience as we this worked out. I'm excited about tonight because I've been getting a lot of calls, chats, texts, messages because of what's going on. And y'all, we have no reason to fear. There's nothing for us to fear because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. We are, again, trying to get connected to all of the platforms. So share. Hey, everybody, you're joining us. I am Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Let's see here. This thing is moving slow. It's the Thusa on the Southern Unit. But we're going to be talking tonight about inspiration. I'm going to give y'all some pieces that I'm going to share with you. I'm going to have some stuff y'all listen to. And I just want to encourage you and empower you and let you know that all is already all right and all in all is well, right? And bear with me, y'all. I apologize. One of the software is saying, hey, I am ready and going. And the other one is like, nope. But great evening, everybody, if you're joining in Radio Land. Hey, how are you? For those of you who are on Facebook Live, hello. Share the feed. We're going to be joining. We're going to get started in just a moment. I'm actually trying to share it because right now we're on the business page. I'm trying to share it on the personal page as well as the other platform. So bear with me. While we're doing that, I can thank our sponsors, right? Thank you so much, Red Rose Conquerors, with Ms. Elder Cordelia Brown. Thank you so much. She's an awesome, awesome business coach and ambassador. You can reach her at 404-786-0873. Y'all, when I tell you the lady is anointed for what she does, she's absolutely anointed for what she does. And then we have she's also a travel ambassador, as I said, and she can get you your own travel portal. You can call her again at 404-786-0873. Leave your name and email address or your name and phone number, and she can share that with you, get that for you. I am trying to share this, y'all, on my business personal page, and it is just not cooperating to let me see my personal page. Let's see here. Ultimately Unique You, that's where we get all of our accessories and everything. Ultimately Unique You is on Instagram, and it is Ultimately Unique, the letter U. And so check her out. Angelique will take care of you with all accessorizing you, ladies. I just did something real simple today because we just finished up Zumba. And so, y'all, check in on Dance with Mina on Facebook Live. She does them through Zoom, but you actually go into Facebook Live. She'll post something, and she'll actually send you to Zoom. Good workout. She does Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There's not a fee, but you can tip her. If y'all haven't already got your copy of On Fire, not On Fire, that's right. The 21-Day Mind Detox, please do so. That's on all of your outlets. The digital outlets are available to get the EP of This Is Me with DJ Novette. That's our singing voice, y'all. That's the singing voice of On Fire to Inspire. Make sure y'all go support my girl. Here we go. I finally got it, y'all. Make sure y'all go support my girl and get a copy of her EP. It's called This Is Me. And that CD, I'm telling y'all, it is such a blessing, such a blessing. But tonight we're going to be just doing a lot of inspiration. We're going to be inspiring you, reminding you that although we're in the midst of this pandemic, God is fun, so God is still good, right? So I actually am wanting to share with you from the On Fire to Inspire book before I do so. Thank you, everybody. Hey, thank you for joining us. I want y'all to visit also bit.ly, bit.ly/onfire2live. On fire to live. If you want to detox your body, get in shape, and lose some weight, or just detox. Because I'm getting ready to start my weight loss journey. I have started with some friends of mine, some family members of mine, and we're getting ready to do this. So this is a time of uniting with your family members and getting some things done. So we're getting ready to start that weight loss journey. If y'all want to join us, go to bit.ly/onfire2live. You can look at the product and just get ready, y'all. But anyway, so this evening we're going to be talking about just being inspired. What's inspiring you in this time? Hey, Kiana, what are you doing? What are you doing to stay inspired? Because, y'all, when I tell you I've been getting so many chats and text messages, and you can get overwhelmed with a lot of the information that's coming to you through the media, through the news. And one of the things that my pastor said on Sunday, we did our Zoom service, he said, sometimes you got to unplug. And so that is so true, and we talked about that over the last couple of weeks. You got to unplug from the negative and just feed yourself the positive, right? So tonight I'm going to feed y'all some positive. How about that? And if anybody want to share, I can actually bring you on with me, or you can just type in there if y'all want to be shy. That's fine. I can read it. But for those of you who want to actually come on live with me, I can bring you on. So if I ask you, if you're sharing and I ask you if you want to come on live, you can say, yeah, I want to come on live, and I'll bring you. And if you don't, you don't have to, okay? I don't want y'all to not communicate with me because you don't want to come on live, okay? All right, so again, thank y'all for joining me. For those of you who have not hit share yet, please hit share, because we're going to encourage each other, empower each other tonight. So I was actually sharing with a friend of mine. We were talking about, he was saying that one of the things that he's noticing is that so many, we're all in a space in a place where that's unfamiliar to us. But what about the people who are displaced and homeless? And so he has a project that he's been trying to do. And I was encouraging him to continue to encourage them, right? And so anyway, so I started talking to him about some pieces from On Fire to Inspire. And so I said, you know what? We're going to do a night of inspiration. And I'm going to inspire y'all tonight. I found myself getting lost with a lot. But I remained positive and pulled out my Bible to study more. Amen. You want to come on, Kiana? You want to? I just finished Zumba because she did Zumba with us. So you want to come on live or you want to come on with us and share? You can say yes or no. It's up to you. Okay. So we are, yeah, exactly. You got to stay in your word. You got to stay. Keep some affirmations in front of you. Keep your word close to you. Keep something that you love. Like we talked about before, we were talking about things that keep you encouraged. And one of the things that keeps me encouraged is I love worship music. I love gospel music. And, you know, whatever's keeping you encouraged and keeping you going through this place. But one of the pieces, one of my favorite pieces that the Lord gave me through On Fire to Inspire, I know, right? She just finished Zumba with us, y'all, so she don't want to come on the screen. I understand, because I'm all sweaty and all this stuff, but y'all, I love y'all, so I was not going to not do what I do, right? So tonight, I'm going to be giving y'all pieces from On Fire to Inspire, the actual book. It is available in paperback, ebook, and all of that. But there's some pieces that I want to speak directly to your heart to remind you of who you are, because sometimes we get lost in the shuffle. We get lost in the midst of the questioning, because sometimes you can question yourself. But I want to remind you of who you are tonight. And one, the very first piece in this book is called The Chosen One. So I want to remind you that you're chosen. I want to remind you that you're awesome, you're worthy, and you're worth it. Everything that God has promised you, you're worthy of it, and you're worth every bit of it. So don't lose hope, don't lose sight. But I'm going to read this piece to you, and if you're in a place or in a space where you can close your eyes, I want you to do so, okay? And this piece the Lord gave me, my daughter took that picture at like age 10, y'all, isn't that beautiful? It was on a sunset. It's a sunset on a cruise we went on. As I read this to you, or actually recite this to you, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to know that this is no longer Aaliyah that is speaking this to you, yes, ma'am, but it's the Father speaking directly to your heart to remind you that who you are, okay? So close your eyes if you can. If you're driving or something, please don't close your eyes, okay? Just listen. All right, so the piece is called The Chosen One. Here we go. You are my chosen one. Yes, I'm talking about you. I love you so much that I chose you. You are an heir to my throne. You have so much in you that I want to bring forth. Speak life, live life, and make it happen. Why? Because you are my chosen one. Now, before you open your eyes, I want you to breathe in, and I'm going to count to five. One, two, three, four, five. Breathe out slowly. Now, I want somebody to share with me, what did that piece, the chosen one, just make you feel? How did that feel? For me to remind you that you've been chosen, me to remind you of God saying that you're my chosen, I chose you. So I want somebody to share, what are your feelings after hearing that piece? What are you feeling after you heard that? Hey, Kendra, how you doing? What are your feelings of after hearing the chosen one, that you've been chosen? Somebody type something, tell me. If you want to come on line, come on the screen with me, I'll bring you on. Some of y'all are a little too shy, so I'm not going to bring you on if you don't want to be. But share with me, what are your feelings after I read that and shared that piece with you called The Chosen One? Because many of us, again, have been in the midst and kind of locked. Yes, it reminded you to not give up. Thank you so much. Yes, it's reminding you to not give up, right? Well, the next piece in this book is called When Will You Answer His Call? Now, this piece, when God gave me this piece, he was talking to me, right, because I was kind of running. And so this is the picture that my daughter took at, not Botanical Gardens. What is the name of that beautiful, beautiful place? They had a butterfly garden and the beautiful flowers. It'll come to me in a minute. It was on the tip of my tongue. But this piece is called, When Will You Answer His Call? And so, as the Lord was giving me this piece, he was speaking to me, y'all. So, of course, this is not just for me, but it's going to be reminding somebody who's been trying to run, right? All right, here you go. When will you answer his call? He's calling you. Will you answer? Will you let the line ring and check the call ID? When will you answer? Why won't you answer? He has great gifts and works inside of you that he wants to bring out. In order for him to do his work, you must first answer his call. Don't try to fix it yourself. He wants you just as you are. He's going to take you from torn and broken into victorious and powerful. That piece is called, When Will You Answer His Call? And I just want you to be encouraged tonight. Tonight I'm just encouraging you, inspiring you, and just empowering you with a reminder that you're chosen. And for those of you who have been running, when will you answer the call? Not necessarily to be in somebody's pulpit, but whatever you've been called to do, when will you stop running to do what you've been called to do, right? All right. Y'all all right? Okay, next piece. Here we go. Unclogging your ears. And I'm not talking about your physical ears. Some of y'all might have time to go ahead and unclog them too while you're home, right? But what I'm speaking of in this piece is unclogging your spiritual ears. Here we go. Can you hear clearly? Are your ears clogged? Does sound appear muffled to you? If the answer is yes to one or more of these questions, you need your ears unclogged. I'm not talking about your physical ears. I'm speaking about your spiritual ears. What are you putting into your ears daily? What you put into your ears daily, regularly, is what you're putting into your spirit. Listen to some inspirational music, some worship music, praise music, or motivational speaking. If you start hearing that you're more than a conqueror and that you are a success, then it will come to pass. Collaborate to examine what you're putting into your ears and feeding your spirit. Unclog your ears and let the Lord speak to you. He will guide you. Let's get those ears unclogged. So, y'all, these pieces, when I tell y'all, as God was giving me these pieces in the midnight hour, I was like, okay. But many times we're just so, you know, in the hustle and bustle of life where now we have time to be still and just listen. And you know, okay, God, while I'm in this place, what am I to learn while I'm here? And what is it that you actually really want me to do? You know, because many of us, we know there are several things that he has us to do. But we keep procrastinating, even though we have nothing but time on our hands, right? But it's time to stop, take the procrastinator shoes off, right? Take the procrastination shoes off, and time to put on the shoes to get busy. And this next one is called Pregnant with Purpose. Now, pregnant with purpose, y'all, is just like it says. You're pregnant with the purpose and the passions and everything that God has placed on the inside of you. And many people have been just sitting idly by and allowing life to pass them by. But now you have the time to just sit still, journal, write, whatever. Wow. And do what he's calling you to do in this hour. Pregnant with purpose. Here we go, y'all. Pregnant with purpose. Gestational period during pregnancy can be 9 to 10 months. Y'all, for me, pregnancy was 10 months. I was pregnant 40 weeks, okay? This your favorite kill? I will start over, y'all. Gestational period during pregnancy can be 9 to 10 months. How long have you been pregnant with your purpose? Have your due date passed? Are you now overdue? You must give birth to your purpose. It's not too late. It is your time. Don't delay. It's time to give birth to your purpose and your passion. So that one was called Pregnant with Purpose. And so thank you, Karen, for letting me know that's your favorite one. And that's the thing, y'all. In this hour, in this time, we have no excuse unless you are, like, in a medical field and you're still working or you're in a job that is, you know, deemed to be essential. most of us are not working. We're at home. We're working from home. We're at home. And you have the time to just really say, okay, God, what is it that you're calling me to do? What is it? What is it that you're calling me to do in this hour, right? The next one that I want to do for you guys is remind you that it's time to declare God's promises for your life. So this piece is called Declaring God's Promises for Your Life. And so even in the midst of COVID-19, even in the midst of whatever you're going through, it's still time to declare that his promises over your life. He's still God. Nothing's changed, right? Okay, so here we go. This is called Declaring God's Promises for Your Life. Declaring God's promises for your life is simple. If you're ready to walk into the promises, it's very simple. You must first have the faith and then put that faith into action. Believe that he will do what he said he'll do. Ask God to forgive you for everything you've done wrong. Truly repent and ask him to give you a clean heart and a pure heart. And that portion came out of Psalms 51 and 10 and Matthew 5 and 8. But that's called declaring God's promises over your life. Just have faith and declare that I am walking in every gift, talent, and ability. I will see the things that you, whatever it is that you've been promised, that God has placed on the inside of you, it shall manifest. I need you to believe it. I need you to have the faith. And don't lose hope because of your temporary, because this is temporary. I need you to know that we serve a permanent and an almighty that's never changing. And so your promises are still yet and amen, right? And so your next piece is going to be, let me see. I'm going to do in his presence, okay? It's actually called In Your Presence, but In Your Presence is one of my favorites, very short piece, but, you know, when I got ready to write on Fire to Inspire and the Lord was, you know, kind of putting this in my heart, one of the things that I was saying to him was, okay, God, yeah, y'all know how we do. I'm transparent with this stuff, right? One thing I'm saying, okay, God, if you want me to do this, I need a beautiful scenery up. I need a beautiful sunset. And so we went on a course for my daughter's birthday. He gave me that first, you know, the sunset in that very first piece I showed y'all, right? That was the sunset. Y'all see it? That was his confirmation for me because that's what I asked him for. He will give you what you're asking for, right? But he also knows his children. And so he knows that I was going to say, well, Lord, is that what you showed me? So in the same exact setting, y'all, it was just a few minutes later, we're still sitting at dinner, and the same picture, isn't it breathtaking? Same evening. And I said, okay, God, I heard you. In your presence, thank you, Kiana, is the name of this piece. And so this is what made me stop questioning this a project. God has given some of you some projects that you've been sitting on and keep questioning and doubting. And so this, I'm your confirmation tonight to do what he's calling you to do. And this piece is called In Your Presence. And this was just me speaking to the Lord. And I said, In Your Presence, Lord, is where I long to be. In Your Presence, Lord, it's just you and me. In Your Presence, Lord, how I love you so much. I love the time where it's me and you. It's that quiet time with just us two. And so that one, like I said, it's a small piece, but it was just a place of me speaking back to the Father because it was like, you want to use me to do this, to speak life into people, to remind them of who you are calling them to be, to remind them that there is purpose in their life, to remind them of how magnificent they are. Wow. So when I was led to share this tonight, I was like, wow. Okay. Woo. Wow. Okay. So that piece is called In Your Presence. Thank y'all for the hearts and thank y'all for the shares for those of you who are sharing. This piece is called Loving God, okay? So Loving God, you know, is this piece I was just, like I said, many times God wake me up in the midnight hour and I just get encouraged to just start writing. This piece is called Loving God. We say that we love God, but do we really? How do we show him? Do we go to him only in need? Or do we go to him just to say hello, I love you, I praise you, I exalt you, even when things aren't going our way, if he only showed us his love when he felt like it, where would we be? We've got to tell the Lord we love him. We also need to show him in a tangible way. Serve him, praise him, and pray daily. There's nothing wrong with talking to him multiple times per day. He's been too good for us not to do anything less. He's been too good to do anything less. Let's stop being selfish and start truly loving God. Not for what he's done, not for what he's doing, or what he can do, but love God just because of who he is. And that piece is called loving God. So, you know, some of my pieces are encouraging you, and some of my pieces are just loving on him for him loving me so much, right? This is my love story to him, some of those little pieces, right? Let's see what else I want to reach out. Okay, this one is called Count Your Blessings, okay? So I was in the airplane. We were headed to catch the boat, headed to Florida to catch the boat for my daughter's cruise for her birthday that year. In fact, that's my baby's birthday today. She turned 18. Happy birthday to Terry. All right, so this piece is called Count Your Blessings. I told her to grab my phone and take a picture. So this is actually a picture of clouds from the sky right there, right? And it's called Count Your Blessings. Count your blessings, no matter how big or small. You have so much to be thankful for because Jesus gave them all. Stop complaining and dwelling on what you don't have. Learn to be grateful. Thank him for what you do have and what he's already done. So thank you so much. So that piece is called Count Your Blessings. So in this place, in this space, I thank God for you guys. I thank God for my life, my health, my family. I thank God for my child. I thank God for, all, like I said, everything. And it's in this time that we took the small things for granted. But now it's time to count our blessings and be grateful and thankful, right? This piece, oh, God, this piece is called forgiving yourself. And I remember when God gave me this piece, there was a lady that called me that was going through. And the Lord said, share that piece with her. And when I shared that piece with her, she was like, oh, my God. It was like you were speaking directly to me, like you wrote it for me. Because she had been going through some things, and she hadn't forgiven herself from some past stuff. I don't even remember. This was like years ago. But I want y'all to listen to this. Because you've forgiven everybody else, but now it's time to forgive yourself. So here we go. Isn't it time for you to forgive yourself? You said you're forgiving everyone else, but what about yourself? Forgiving yourself from the things of the past, whatever it is, from things of the past, whatever it is, will help you move forward to your future. You can't hold on to the hurt and the negative things that had you bound. Give those things to the Lord and leave them there. Believe me, he doesn't need your help. In order to completely move forward in what he's called you to do, you've got to let go, forgive yourself, and move forward. Don't allow the enemy to distract you or delay your blessings. Speak these words, Lord, I know that you've forgiven me. Help me to forgive myself. I want to walk in the fullness of joy, peace, and every blessing that you have for me. It's already done. Believe it and receive it. That piece is called forgiving yourself. And I want you, regardless of what you've done in the past, whatever you've done, maybe it was just yesterday, maybe it was an hour ago, whenever it was, it's time for you to forgive yourself. Okay? And we've been almost half an hour. All right, so after that piece, I want to read this one to you called Dare to Dream. Y'all ready? Because in this space and in this place, you have time to dream again, y'all. It's called Dare to Dream. Here we go. So many people live their life merely existing. They never dream, set goals, or achieve anything. They're just there. I dare you to dream. Dream big. Let your mind open up to the vast possibilities. You are an awesome person. All you have to do is dream. Dreaming big will take you to heights you never thought. The potential is limitless. I dare you to come out of your comfort zone and dream. That was called Dare to Dream. And so, yeah, it's time to dream again. And again, in this time, you have nothing but time on your hands. Dream again. What was that that you, when you were a kid, that you wanted to do? Or even as a teenager, or even in our early 20s, it's like we have all these things we want to do. What is it that you want to do that's lining, that's still bubbling in your spirit that won't let you go to sleep? It's time for you to get it done. It's time for you to start writing that thing down. Let's see here. Y'all have some great pieces in here, so I'm trying to see what else I want to share with y'all. And then we're going to end if y'all don't have anything to share. All right, so this piece is called No Turning Back. When the Lord calls you to live totally for Him, there's no turning back. There's no need to look back. Look to Him because He gives you all that you need in every capacity of your life. Focusing on Him will give you all that you ever thought you'll need. Don't look back. Don't turn back. Press forward, move forward, and walk into your destiny. Walk boldly for Him. Walk boldly for Him into your victory. So it's time for you to walk in the newness and the greatness in this new place, in this new space. Walking in a place of gratitude. We're not going back to the busyness. When it's time to go back into living life, we're not going to live the way we used to. We're going to be more grateful. We're going to be more thankful to God, thankful to our family, thankful for just being able to fellowship with each other and just love on each other, because now you got to give people air hugs and elbow bumps. And, you know, when we go back to living our lives, we're going to live differently and think differently. So tonight was just a night of inspiration. That's what God put in my heart to do tonight, just inspire you, just encourage you, and share that this is all so common. Bless God. Bless God. Anybody have anything they want to share? If y'all want to share on Facebook Live, I can actually bring you on with me, or you can just type in the chat. We are on the business page, but we're also on, did a share on my personal page because that's where a lot of the followers are. But remember, y'all, I don't care what it looks like. If you have curfews, please adhere to it. I don't want any of y'all fine not following directions. If you're at work or whatever, I'm sure your jobs will give you, you know, what you need. But do what you got to do in this time. Be words of inspiration now. Get your word out. Read your word. Read your books of inspiration. I just read y'all some pieces from On Fire to Inspire, the book that I wrote 6 years ago next month. you can get that book. It's available in paperback. It's available on ebook. But I didn't do this to sell a book. I did this to speak to your heart, speak to your soul, speak to your spirit, man, because it's time to be uplifted and rooted and grounded in the word again. That wasn't the word, but just remind you of who you are. I shared with my friend today that God has called us to be a lifelight in the earth. And I'm going to give a scripture to you that I shared with a couple of friends today. Let me see if I can pull it around real quick, because I am actually I'm in offline mode. Let me see if I can read it to y'all real quickly. But it's just reminding you, encouraging you, of the lifelight that you are and that God has called you to be. Let's see here. It's from the Message version, right? Let me see if I can pull it. I'm offline, but hey, I got it. So, y'all, this came out of John 1:9-13. And so, as I remind you, thank you so much. As I remind you of the life that you are, I want you to take this scripture to heart. And it is, again, it is John 1:9-13, and it is the Message Bible. The light was the real thing. Every person entering life, he brings into light. He was in the world. The world was there through him, and yet the world didn't even know him. He came to his own people, but they didn't want him. But But whatever, excuse me, whoever did want him, who believed he was who he claimed and would do what he said, he made them their true selves, their child of God selves, their begotten, not by blood, not blood begotten, not flesh begotten, not sex begotten. He's called you to be a lifelike in the earth. So in this place of darkness and whatever, we are to be the lifelike. And that's what I'm going to do tonight, to encourage you and remind you. Thank you, Kiana. That's the message version of John 1, 9 through 13. And that's what I read to y'all tonight. You are the lifelike. Let your light shine brightly. Be encouraged, stay encouraged. We'll be back same time, same place next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire, encouraging you. Live your best life, guys.